Oh my god, Trey is trending on Twitter.
Really?
It is.
We did it.
But thank god, it is a video of Trey songs.
Okay.
I've constantly, you know, when it comes to famous Treys, there's not a lot. Trey Songz probably is the top guy. I tend to be one of the two or three down the list of Google Treys.
Yeah, if you YouTube Treys, it's Trey Songz and then Trey Kennedy.
I think so. So I was a little concerned, but it just turns out Trey Songz fought a cop at the Chiefs game.
Oh, well, at least he was at the game.
So, yeah, he was. There was a Trey in Kansas City fighting a cop who's famous, and it wasn't me. So that feels, I feel like I touched a bowl a little bit, which is good.
Did it say why he decided to fight a cop? Because that's normally a bad
Jake,
idea, but I bet he had a good reason.
Jake, have you not been paying attention to what's been going on?
No. What are you saying?
Okay, I'm kidding. We don't need to. It just, yeah. Maybe he just thought the cop deserved a little working over. Or let's watch it. Let's look it up. It looks vicious.
Everything's on video nowadays.
I know, right? I saw a video of a girl. She was filming a like Trader Joe's manager, and he's like, "Ma'am, I understand you're upset. I don't make the rules. I just, as a manager, you can't come in without a mask." And she's filming him like, "Why not? Why not?" And it's like, "Why are you?" That's just what you do now. I think I've caught myself a couple of times. Katie starts like argue me, and I'm just like, "What? I did do the dishes. What do you mean?" And she does not like that, but I feel like that's just kind of what I got to do.
It's a defense mechanism.
It is. It's a weird. What, huh?
Yeah, like it sets me back.
Right.
I take a step back.
And then you start thinking about what you're going to say next. And
I'm on camera. I got to be careful.
It's very effective.
It's very effective.
He's arrested after a brawl with a cop. That's pretty cool. It appears to show the Na Na singer. It's a great song. Oh, Na Na Na. Put your hands in the air. I'm going to fight a cop.
He also tested positive for COVID.
Trey, don't do it, man. At least one of the singer's entourage can be heard yelling.
Trey, you always do this. Every AFC championship game. You got to stop doing this, man. Stop fighting police officers. Tremaine Alden. Never son? No wonder he goes by Trey Songz. Oh, my gosh.
Never son, always the daddy. He could have done something with that last name, I feel like.
Maybe he's waiting.
You said he had COVID?
Yeah, right there. Trey Songz test positive for COVID-19.
He was arrested for trespassing?
I think trespassing is hard to get arrested for. Who is actually like going onto someone else's property and just hanging out long enough to get in trouble for it? You know? I'd be very surprised if I ever get in trouble for trespassing in my life. They should call it trespassing. I'll just keep going. Trespassing, never son. So don't take your son trespassing.
Yeah, I don't know. It appears he may have done nothing wrong. There was just a lot of heckling going on, and the police after confronted them, and they just mixed it up. So, who knows?
Hold on. Scroll up a little bit. I just saw some quote. After news of the alleged arrest hit, one fan responded, "Y'all better put that steak in the fridge."
Yeah, I don't,
what does that?
I think that's what the kids are saying these days.
Is that a COVID term, or is that?
No, I think it's just kind of like, you know, you kind of mix up with somebody. Like, I watched the McGregor fight, and after the guy punched McGregor, he yelled that. Put that steak back in the fridge.
You keep that steak in the fridge.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I think it's just.
I don't know if I would put my steak in the fridge.
No, I wouldn't.
I would go freezer or grill or plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mouth.
Mouth.
all sorts of places. Not but fridge. The fridge. So yeah, I'm glad there's a tray trending. You never know these days, but it was not me. Trey Songz, hopefully he gets that resolved because he's a great singer. Great guy.
I remember the last time I thought we were trending, and it was actually Tom Hanks with the coronavirus. That was a sad day.
That'll get you.
Really thought. Came back to the green room. Everyone was checking Twitter. I was like, guys, what are people saying? They're saying that the NBA is canceled and that there's a pandemic. Oh.
Okay. So
that's not about us.
These 600 people in Louisville didn't just pop off on Twitter? Okay, got it.
That makes more sense.
I don't know.
Now.
Now it does. Woo, man. What are you up to, man?
Most recently, dodging the birds in your front lawn. They're up to something today. Like, specifically today, okay. They're up to something.
Do less guess. What do I do?
I don't know. You got to figure it out.
There's 1,000 sparrows on my street at all times. I you know, I don't want to harm a bunch of birds, but I don't know, what do I do?
You need to take something into your own hands. I don't know if it's the sparrows themselves or, you know, so. You put them in the fridge, but today they were like, not swarming me, like I wasn't scared, but they were just like flying crazy close to me.
Yeah.
And like, oh, kind of like around me and like around my car. And I was just like, they know something that I don't.
It's a big problem.
Yeah.
I don't know what needs to happen. I don't know if we get the city involved. I don't know who to call. Do I call a, you know, there's like exterminators, but is there like a bird person? Just like some guy's really quick with like a net.
Yeah. Ha!
I mean, I could catch a few probably, and that might send a message to them.
That, yeah, maybe you go the psychological route. You don't do any, you know, no poison, no nets necessarily, but just like, I don't know, just like torment them with just like mind games.
Or I've always, I wonder if this would work, like setting out a big owl sculpture or something.
Ooh, yeah.
Aren't birds scared of those? Maybe a scarecrow owl. A scarecrow with an owl on it.
I've never really, really thought about a scarecrow. It's supposed to scare crows.
I don't know. Because crows seem pretty fearless. I'm a human and they get real close to me. So I feel like they need to do, scarecrow seems like it's a fake human. So I think they need like a silverback gorilla.
It's something with noise, with movements.
Yeah.
Like a scarecrow is way less scary than I am.
Yeah.
And crows are still getting near me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How does a scarecrow work? I call BS on scarecrows.
It's a total scam.
Called BS on SCs.
BS.
So maybe not a scarecrow. Scare sparrow. Scarrow. Yeah. We need Jack Scarrow. Oh. Somebody write this down. This is good.
Jack Scarrow. Whoa, dude. You're onto something. Jack Sparrow impression.
Where's the rum?
Jack Scarrow.
Where's the birdseed?
Where's the birdseed? Where's my brain? I need it. Dr. Oz. What are your top three least favorite animals?
Good question. The possum has got to be one of my least favorite. One, because of how it's spelled. Just annoys me right off the bat.
Possum.
Oh, yeah. There's a silent O-P at the beginning.
Is it the opossum or possum? Are they both?
It's always spelled opossum, but it's always pronounced possum. It's just silent O. Come on.
Is it really?
Silent O? Yeah.
Or no one's ever... So if I've ever said opossum, which I haven't... That would be wrong?
I think it's wrong.
Okay.
So I'll start saying it.
Yeah. Look at that opossum.
Opossum.
Possums are heinous creatures. I agree.
And I think they're supposed to be like good for your ecosystem. Oh, they eat mice. Oh, they'll eat what? I don't care. I would rather have the mice.
I mean, if they eat tiny little birds, I'll get a six pack of possum, dude. Chain them up in the front yard. There's no HOA around here, buddy. Let's do this.
Hold on. What was that sentence you said? I'll get a six-pack of possum and chain them up in the front yard.
Yep. If they get rid of my birds, I will.
I'll Bass Pro.
Yeah.
Get a six-pack of possum. I assume they sell them there.
I think Bass Pro sells just about every rodent.
Yeah. You can just look at like a taxidermy thing and say, I'll take six of those. They're like, great. We got them in the back.
We got them. How many muskrats? We got about three left. Very popular.
Yeah, it was a gun convention in town, so muskrat population's down. But
yeah,
we got possum.
You're stalking it with muskrat.
But yeah, possum's got to be one of my least favorite. Mm-hmm. They just, they're just not that cute. Mm. Cuteness is big for me. And you see a lot of dead ones, and just makes me think they can barely even survive.
Yeah.
I don't know why that makes me not like
them. Yeah, I agree. They're weak little animals.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, hey, stop running in the cars.
No room for weakness.
No. Yeah, yeah. No. The squirrels have figured it out. The possums have not.
Oh, squirrels. Airborne birds would be my least favorite.
So you're cool with ostriches.
Ostriches, chickens.
Penguins.
Penguins. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Love those.
Penguins are awesome.
Yeah. All of those. Emus.
Yes.
Shoebills.
Yes.
Majestic creatures. But you sparrows or...
Once you start taking flight...
Crows, yeah.
You get a little cocky.
They do.
Think you're better than us.
They do. Birds think they're better than me.
Because they can fly.
Yeah.
They put their mouths in their children's mouths.
Mm-hmm.
Just use a fork.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that... Steak out of the fridge.
Yeah. Don't... They mama bird food to their children. It's very gross.
Yeah.
They're disgusting. And I hate them.
I legitimately kind of have a fear of like getting pooped on by a bird. It's just something I've always tried to avoid.
Never happened to me, but
yeah, never happened to me yet.
Scared of it, I am.
But don't like seagulls on a beach. I'm keeping head on a swivel.
Ever since Mikey Flowers peed on me in fourth grade, I've done all I can to avoid getting excrement on me from any species.
Did Mikey have his pants down, or was Mikey a little bit of a super soaker?
It was one of those troughs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, who can do it the farthest back? Jimmy's got the record, 7 feet. And I don't know, Mikey just, he had a lot of power, but not a lot of control.
Sure.
And
a lot of recoil.
Yeah, horrible combo. And I happened to be, you know, the missed target, I guess, if you will. And mom and dad had to come get me, and it's a tough day.
Dang. I forgot about the trough urinals.
Yeah, those were not a good idea, but they were fun.
Is that like more efficient? Or you have to clean? Like, what is the benefit of like treating us like pigs?
COVID probably did away with any of those that were still in existence, which is, you know, RIP. Because I grew up on those troughs, man. That you became a man at those troughs.
I remember being like in like the center of the trough. You absolutely became a man. Like that's where I got my first like hair on my armpit. Like, is that the trough?
Yeah.
I still remember you would, if you were ever like in a center trough, like right where the drain is. All the women listening there, they're like, "Whoa, hold on! There's a trough." Oh yeah, there's a trough.
I mean, if you're trying to picture it, Google a trough. We're not exaggerating. And then just it's not like
pee in it.
Yeah,
there's one drain in the center. There's like a slight grate to it, so it all goes to the drain. If you ever were in the center, you got to see like everyone else's urine converging on yours. And I remember like I'd be in the center and you'd see like some dark yellow. And you'd be like, oh, is that healthy? And then you got to like follow the urine back. Like you probably shouldn't turn your head at the trough because you're in Ash Grove, Missouri. And you know, these kinds of people, they buy muskrats by the dozen. But you look over, it's just like some big burly guy in overalls. And you're just like, dude, you should do less dip and drink more water. Your pee is golden.
That's very true.
I mean, tracing back urine in the trough.
Right here. Do you see what this pig's eating out of? That would just be bracketed about 4 feet up on a wall, 3 feet up. And that was, and then had a drain in the middle. That was it, right?
And there was nothing like urinals. They try to fancy up, or not fancy up, but there's such things as urinal cakes, you know, that's usually smell pretty good. I enjoy urinal cakes much more than possum. But troughs was just straight drain, just metal and just urine. Mm-hmm. There was no like scented, there's not scented metal, not Ash Grove.
Man,
forgot about the troughs.
Yeah. So, had some tough moments at the trough, but better for it, I think. Better for it.
How did we get to?
I said least
favorite animal.
Bird pooping on you.
Oh,
yeah. I have from experience. I think it would suck.
Yeah.
Do you have another animal you loathe?
Oh, probably. Let me think. Honestly, I don't. To kind of counteract what you just said, I don't have a great experience with emus.
Oh, okay.
Back in Stratford Mo, where I'm from.
They got emus.
Our one and only tourist attraction was Exotic Animal Paradise.
Ooh. You got a couple emus up in there?
Too many.
Joe Exotic vibes?
Joe Exotic vibes.
Yeah.
Kinda. I mean, I don't know, just like a normal, like low-budget zoo.
Yeah.
But, you know, my grandpa had a truck, so we'd get in the back of the truck, and you could, like, drive through this zoo. And for the most part, everything was super like nice and gentle. You feed a giraffe, you see, you know, the gorilla from a distance. But the emus can come up to your car, and they were just so aggressive, and they have red eyes. It kind of scarred me.
It's
like, Grandpa, go!
Grandpa was laughing at the emus in the car, right? In the window? Oh, yeah, I don't want to part. People are like, I would love to do the African safari one day. I'm like, humans have done a great job of getting away from those animals. I don't want any part of that. I don't want to get close to a cougar, okay? I've been to some of those bars before, and they're scary. I don't want to get close to a rhino.
Rhino would be very scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can appreciate the cougar joke, but do you think you go on safaris and see cougars?
I've not done one, that wasn't clear. The closest thing I've done to a safari is...
Go trough. To those bars. Oh.
One of the bars. A trough at those bars. Holy
cow. Somehow a cougar got in.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Cougars are... Yeah, I think the African safari, it would go like rhino, elephant, cougar, bobcat.
Yeah. Mountain lion, muskrat, possum.
Yeah.
And those sparrows out front.
Oh, look at all the meerkats.
Oh, look at them. Meerkats would be cool to see. I'd be down to see meerkats. Yeah. But yeah, I don't like emus.
Don't see cats, though.
Don't see cats. Yeah, horrible. Taylor Swift, James Corden, Jason Derulo. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Don't don't look like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, emus just don't do it for me. I don't like they have beady little red eyes and that they were so aggressive to me when I was 8.
Yeah.
So
that would be scary. So emus, possums. Yeah, I'd go airborne birds, and I think next I would do dog breed chihuahua.
That is a really good answer.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. those things, they look, I think they were created at Chernobyl. That's the vibe they've
had to have been an accident.
Yeah. Like, it's like a basset hound somehow. It was in Chernobyl. It's like, this is it for me. I mean, this possum will work. And out came a chihuahua.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah. Which is impressive, but how did they breed a chihuahua? That's what I want to know.
I think it may be one of those Frankenstein things where chihuahua is the name of the mad scientist who made it.
Mm.
And this guy loved seeing possums in a trough. And yeah, he threw a basset hound in there. Right. And he's like, yes, my creation, the chihuahua. Someday it will say Yo Quiero Taco Bell on national television.
That was the greatest PR has ever been for chihuahuas. I feel like they had a great few years there, but they're down bad. They are.
That was a good time to buy stock at chihuahuas. Mm-hmm. You know, 10, 15 years ago, but now, no. We've been introduced penny to stocks. The golden doodle.
Yeah.
We are never going back to the chihuahua.
I mean, those poor poodles are, they're locked up in a warehouse somewhere. They're just pumping out babies.
Yeah, there's got to be one like super poodle that's right. Like has 1,000 children out there somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. Because yeah. I don't, it's every dog now. It's some kind of poodle in them. Where are you getting all these poodle parents? I don't know.
And you get used to it. Like you get used to like your friends having, you know, doodles and poodles and golden doodles and everything. And then when you get to a real dog, you're like, what is this fur?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I forgot about this. This is really annoying.
What is this?
Yeah.
It has a smell to it. It's not their hair. It feels like a hairbrush. Why doesn't it feel like
like a chalky residue on my fingers afterwards?
Why doesn't this feel like microfiber?
Why does this feel like Mikey plush? Flowers hair?
Yeah. Come on. Oh, man.
Imagine Mikey having some curly hair.
Probably.
Put
it out of my mind.
Sticking with the domesticated animals, I'm going to go with hairless cat. You ever seen one of those?
Unfortunately.
I follow one of my friends on Instagram. Or one of my friends on Instagram.
Former friends.
New sentence. Oh, jeez. Here's just... One of my friends is always putting her hairless cat on Instagram.
Mm.
And she is so cute, the girl, and her hairless cat is so not, that it really takes my attraction away from her.
Sure.
And I feel like I probably shouldn't tell her that.
Right.
But maybe someone needs to tell her.
She's a do-less guest. Someone will tell her. Yeah.
Chloe, that's... I'm sorry.
So, like, what percentage of posts are of the cat?
Stories, 84%. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
That's tough. That's an unfollow for me. We talked about this the other day, how I don't think we should be judged for unfollowing. Even if I'd unfollow Katie for some reason. Well, you're just wearing me out. Why would you unfollow? I mean, literally your wife. Well, I still love you, but because I followed some people very close to me. I was like, because what you're doing here, and I think this is more my fault than yours, but what you're doing here is making me not want to talk to you. So I think this is best for both of you. You got a good friend of mine, just got a puppy, 95% of his post, daily, puppy, 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 puppy. I get it. So I unfollowed him and the puppy's no longer a puppy. I refollowed because he's toned down, and now he's like, no one cares anymore.
Good.
But puppy times, I just bow out for a second. And I just think that's okay.
That's good. Yeah, not a lot of people do that. So yeah. Good for you.
Like if maybe this girl you're really into gets an emu. And that's not going to sit well with you, obviously.
No.
Unfollow. I think that's fine.
You have my word. If she gets a pet emu, I will unfollow her.
Okay, got it.
I definitely will unfollow her.
How long do emus live?
I think 16 years.
Yeah.
In like a temperate climate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From what I can remember when we had our emu unit. But good for you for thinking it's not outside of the realm of possibilities that you unfollow Katie on Instagram. I think
that's a healthy
place to be.
I think so. And vice versa. She's just like... Yeah, she's just, I'm like, do you not follow me? She's like, I don't know. I feel like your content's kind of gone downhill.
And I'm like, seeing it twice. Yeah, I see it once in the living room, then I see it on Instagram. But so, yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's wearing me out.
Okay, well, I gotta step it up.
Yeah, it makes you both be better.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think that's, I think that's what a good marriage is, right? She's just like, hey, did you listen to the podcast this week? And she's like, I actually, I listen to just Jake's parts. I just mute it when you come on. I'm like, really? Like, yeah. I'm like, well.
Like, was that hard? Like, always hitting mute and unmute? She's like, well, actually, yeah, I pay Derek on the side to give me a version where your mic was just muted the whole time.
Yeah. Like, okay, well.
I don't know how
I got a hold of Derek, but I'm... I need to figure this out, yeah.
You guys spoke a lot in that, like, 60-second bathroom break I took. Wow, it's not a lot of time to organize all that.
It's good.
What is your third least favorite animal?
I'm going to go with probably the frat boy.
Kind of a party animal?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can call him that. That's really all I have to say about that. Oh, dude. I mean, I am excited to party again one day, though.
Excited to party.
With people.
How far away are we?
You know what? I'm encouraged. I feel like we might be 4 to 6 months away.
Mm, that's a while.
That does seem like a while, but I think that could be it.
I mean, yeah, hopefully. I bet that's right.
Yeah.
What is it now?
It's crazy that I have, like, Katie's gotten... She's about to get her second dose and, like, I guess be good to go pretty soon. And her
of the vaccine.
Her, like, elderly grandparents got it. So she's
like... Oh, wow.
She's like, yeah, I'm going to go see them. And she's like, you know, I probably will go see them in the next however long. But it just kind of blows my mind that it's actually happening.
She gets to party with her grandparents. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. You know what I mean? It's... I just think once we finally get there in the next however many months, it is just... It's going to be the best time of our lives.
I am going to become an exotic animal paradise.
Yes.
I am just going
to start a zoo.
Hey, we bought a zoo.
Yes.
That's where.
20 minutes of insane courage. Let's start a bar zoo.
Cougar Town. Yeah.
Or like the something rodent.
What?
Doesn't make a rodent.
Oh, like a dent?
Yeah.
Or road.
But it's just a zoo of rodents. Is that no? Okay. I don't know. It's good. You got to spitball, you know.
Yeah, just say throwing it out there. I think we bring back the Do Less, God Bless podcast, rebrand it Cougar Town Season 2. Mm-hmm. And it's the whole just chronological timeline of us getting the zoo together.
Right. That could be good.
So many.
I thought you were going to say you trying to set you up with a number of older women.
Mm.
Which could also be a funny podcast.
It could be funny for you, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And people listening, I could see that being funny for them. Yeah,
that would be the point.
I'm 29, Trey. I don't really have a lot of time to be wasting on these silly dating things, all right?
Big 30 this year.
Big 30.
Any plans? Are you going to do it big or do you just not care?
I will probably not do it big.
Okay.
However, if I found myself a cougar by then we will go on a safari.
Okay,
gonna go
all right.
Full circle.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, African safari. I'm going to see a rhino's horn up close. Yeah, so anyway, let's start a zoo and call it Cougar Town.
Cool. Love that. But hopefully we're touring it however many months. The plan, Do Less Guess, is July is the hope. Thank you for all y'all put on the tickets. I know the newest update was just like postponed. We'll let you know.
Yeah.
And we're hoping for like July, but I guess we're still just kind of like waiting to see how it pans out. But hopefully July through December, we're just touring all the time. All new cities, 50 plus cities.
Oh,
that's gonna be a good time. No, that's... Wyoming though. Dang it. Should we try to go to Wyoming? Is there a comedy club in Wyoming?
I think there's. I don't know.
What's the capital of Wyoming?
Helena.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
King.
Yes.
Yes. Been to Wyoming a bit. Yellowstone. Jackson Hole.
Jackson Hole.
Great hole.
Great hole. Top of one of the best holes.
Yeah. Named after our president, probably.
Top holes?
No, sorry, Jackson.
Okay.
Top hole was just the vice president.
Okay,
he never became president.
Got it. The best holes would probably be Jackson, the book, and 30.
I don't get it. 30, you got it. 30 holes. Other way. Holes 30? God dang it.
Yes! Yes!
Like 30 holes. I don't.
30 holes. Too many.
I need a PIN number to watch that. I can't, you know.
Yeah.
Age restricted.
I think possums have 30 holes.
After they get hit.
Mm-hmm.
50 cities. Good chance. Everyone of you guys listening, we're going to be coming nearby you.
Yep.
And even if we're, the tour isn't coming, we might still be coming because we want to, we're trying to get every inch of this map.
Yeah.
Alaska and Hawaii, probably not happening. But the rest of the United States, we're coming within 3 hours of you probably.
Wouldn't that be fun? Maybe we go to Alaska this summer. I don't know.
If we do ever go to Alaska, I would like to ask that we do it in the summertime. Don't make me go to Alaska in the wintertime.
Yeah, that could be fun. I don't know. We got a lot of, I don't know if we have any Alaskan listeners. Have Golden Doodles made it up there yet? Down it.
They probably would need
Husky Doodles or something.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I have a friend in Alaska, so there's something. Okay. I got one. Whitney.
Whitney's What's in Alaska. Up? Holding it down.
Definitely not a D-less guest, but maybe someday.
Maybe someday.
I would like to go to like the northern part of Alaska in the summer when it's like sunlight for like 23 hours a day.
Yes.
I think that would be cool.
That would be.
Really throw off the circadian rhythm and just get me kind of like a crazy person.
Yeah, I'm pretty positive we've talked about this before, but Barrow, which is like the northernmost Alaskan city, someone there hit me up to come like do a show.
Oh, yeah. Is that the town that sells a Blockbuster too? I think I've heard of them.
Probably.
Maybe.
But it was like the journey up there is, you know, it's like here to Seattle. And Seattle to Anchorage is like a 10-hour flight or something crazy.
Wow.
Well, that's probably exaggeration.
No.
But long. And then Anchorage to Barrow, like across the whole span of Alaska, is another like 6 or 7 hour flight. I mean, you have to really want it. It could be fun, though.
Wow. Leave the sparrows for the barrows.
Mm.
Have we talked about this before? I feel like Alaska is getting bigger. Like,
oh my gosh. At this, I would believe, if someone said, did you know Alaska's bigger than Russia? I'd be like, yes, I knew that.
That actually does suffer. I think we have talked about this. Yeah, it's just like every few years, there's like a new stat on how big Alaska is. Yeah. I'm like, really? Is it growing?
For like every map they put out, they just like, let's just make it a little bigger. It'd be funny.
Did you know like 94 Texases could fit in Alaska? I'm like, dang.
Yeah.
A few years ago, it was only 15.
Yeah, like, you know, 28 Earths could just fit in the storm in Jupiter, but Jupiter is smaller than Alaska.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I knew that.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at the map. Yeah. Alaska is big.
Yeah, I know.
Once you look at like a globe or something, you get like a spherical look at Alaska. You're like, it might be bigger than like a couple of our planets. Yeah. It is huge.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got it. I don't know who we had to buy it from or if we just took it from people, but glad it's ours.
I know. I don't really know how that works. Canada was brought up recently. I don't know anything about Canada. It just seems like they're just chilling.
Someone brought it up recently.
I had this random question. I go, what's, if it wasn't America, what's like the number one country you'd want to be from? Oh, so we were watching McGregor and he came out. He's like, I'm from Ireland. Yeah. I'm like, that's like kind of a cool country to be from.
Yeah.
So like, what country would you want to be from? And someone just goes, Canada. I go, why? First of all, screw this person for not playing the game fun at all. Like, I mean, they have like solid healthcare and like low crime rates and. You know what I was asking, dude. Be creative.
Like a cool country to say you're from, like South Africa.
Yes, that's a cool, because you're in Africa, which is like kind of cool, but you're not in the desert or like walking to get your water. It's fun down there.
I met a girl in Australia who was from South Africa, but had lived in Australia and had like this most beautiful like blend of accents. She had
two cool spots.
Opposite of whatever that hairless cat effect was on me. I was like, whoa, I like the way you sound. Whoa,
your cat is furry.
Maybe me edit
that out. Yeah, I don't know. That didn't go the direction I wanted. But Australia and South Africa, they seem the same. I don't know how these vibes get put places, but both those Pangea. Places. Cool. Yeah, that's how you
found the same dinosaur bones in both.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so what's your answer? If you had a country to say that you're from, where would it be?
Probably like Russia.
Oh.
But I'm a cool. You know, I'm like a very normal cool. I got the accent. And like, where are you from? I'm like, from Russia.
And it kind of redeems everyone's like stereotype of Russia.
It's right.
Like, I know this guy from Russia. Not so bad.
Because there's like shockingly pretty people from Russia in a weird way. But it's also like I'm terrified of Russia.
Yeah.
So like, it'd be this fun mix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where you have people's respect instantly.
Yeah. It's like I live where it's never above 40. And the sun never shines, but I look cool in Russian, but I'm nice, but watch what you say to me.
Mm-hmm. I know people.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably say that I'm from Genovia.
Wow.
I think that would be cool to say.
That's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah.
One of my good friends, his dad might get a promotion to live in Qatar and work.
Oh, wow. Or
something. And Qatar is also home to the next World Cup.
Oh, no way.
So we're like, whoa, we could have somewhere to like stay for the World Cup, but also... Never going to Qatar.
I was gonna say, I think they're having some issues.
Sounds terrifying. I don't. Yeah, there's someone's like, yeah, there's, when you go there, yeah, no one's. They serve alcohol, but if you drink it, you'll like go to prison.
Oh.
But then all, and they also hate Americans. And Christians, they hate big time. I was just like, I don't. Seems like you just named three things that are all pretty important to me, and I shouldn't. Shouldn't probably go there.
Huh. Good for them for getting the World Cup. I feel like that's a pretty small country to host it, but a
lot of money.
Yeah. That'll be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I always kind of forget about the World Cup. I didn't grow up a big soccer guy.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit.
A World Cup is very fun if America's in it.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't in it. That was so devastating. But it's shockingly fun to root. I've never cared about soccer, but it's shockingly fun to root for. Like when the 8-10 years ago when the men's like had a couple big wins and made a push, and I remember Kansas City's home to one of the biggest watch parties in the country of it.
It was cool.
And I didn't live here. We drove up to attend the watch party. And wow. We were about to beat Portugal, and Cristiano Ronaldo made a game tying goal in the 93rd. So like literally with like buzzer beater tie, and just 10,000 people just dead quiet and just walk out with their heads down. I remember there's like MCs like, come on, guys, we still tied. Let's get the vibes up. And people were just like, shut up. Ticked off. But it is fun to watch. Our women's girls team doesn't lose. And they won the World Cup. I watched that last year, 2 years ago, 2019, in the watch party area. And I'll just... That's the one thing I reminisce on, because it was like a few months before everything went to crap, and I was just in this place with 10,000 people.
I love women's soccer. Sorry, I didn't know that was the end of your sentence. Kind of got me off guard.
No, no. And, you know, I was just there and all these people, and I just wish I could have seen better.
It's just the people, the lights, there was a DJ.
What an experience. I miss that so much. The feeling of just the people.
I will never forget 90th minute. This is like 20 years ago. Mia Hamm.
Ah, yes, Brandi Chastain. She dives on the ground, rips off her shirt. She's slinging around. The people are going.
Yes.
Yeah, women's soccer.
That's what I like about women's soccer.
Qatar is not good.
You at any point, I'm like, if she scores a winning goal, maybe she'll take her shirt off.
Yeah, that's kind of, that was being up big was Brandi Chastain. She put, yeah, that got the stocks way up on women's soccer.
It's like 8. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan never does this.
Exactly.
This is awesome.
Half the country's girls can't show their ankle. So, I mean, we're crushing it.
Yeah.
In relative. But, you know, always room for improvement. But
Qatar. If you have any Qatarian listeners out there, howdy.
Women in Qatar, they're allowed to show less than we're going to show Derek. That's what's crazy.
That kind of helps put things in perspective.
Yeah, it does.
Dude, speaking of sports, how about those Chiefs?
Oh, man.
We're the best.
I feel like a spoiled little brat. That's what I feel like, because I was just like,
you move here,
yeah, of course we're gonna win,
and we get Mahomes.
Because last year was so fun, because the Chiefs obviously hadn't been to a Super Bowl in 50 years or something, won it, and so I mean it was just so far up. I'm sure everyone would be very excited, but like last night we had some friends over and the game's over and it's just kind of like, good night, go home. But last year it was on top of the world. It was unbelievable. Yeah. So and it's this year's like, yeah, we had the best record, probably shouldn't have even lost a single game. And we're just easily winning and probably going to win the Super Bowl by two touchdowns.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's crazy, man.
Yeah. Love it.
I wonder what that was pretty dominant. I wonder what the spread opened up. Any guesses?
I'm going to say Chiefs by 3.5.
Is that what it is? That is what it is? Nice. Which I agree with. I think I'd taken that Chiefs all day long.
Yeah. Let's bet. Let's make some money.
It is awesome. Tom Brady, though. We relive the clip of Tom Brady kissing his son yesterday because someone brought it up. All time.
Yeah.
He goes, Dad, can I play on my fantasy football? And Tom goes, what do I get? Come here. And he kisses him on the mouth. And he goes, is that it? Come back here.
Come on. He can do it longer than that.
And then his son comes back and goes, And then as he walks off, he goes.
And is it Tom? Like, he's definitely laying down. I remember that.
He's getting a massage. Like a sports massage as, yeah.
As he's asking for the longer kiss. It was strange. Yeah. From his 11-year-old son. Mm-hmm.
So that, I just feel like that should still be brought up and talked about more. Because I feel like it was kind of a funny meme, but.
People are very willing to forget this kiss.
It's yeah.
Like, he has 6 Super Bowl rings. It's like, yeah, we had an 8-second kiss with his son.
Yeah. That was a really weird 2-minute drill.
And he knew he was on camera. What is he doing when he's not on camera?
Yeah.
How long do they kiss? There was a pretty viral clip of yesterday's game. As soon as Tom Brady wins, he like goes to the sideline. He says like, "Can I hug my son?" This was his beautiful moment. Mm-hmm. And the comments were just brutal.
Oh,
just
so they don't forget it.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
The internet never forgets.
That's true.
Sports analyst.
A big family guy. Hard to knock that. That's to be sure. But yeah.
And again,
about those Chiefs.
If I created a baby with like a Victoria's Secret supermodel, I might want to kiss the result of that woman.
That
a lot.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's probably what he's thinking.
Right. He's like, I mean, this. There's such a thing as maybe too attractive, and he kind of pulled that off. I mean, he's very attractive. They have it. It's like, I mean, this is a gorgeous.
It's a good looking kid.
Yeah.
I want to kiss him.
That's a good point.
This is half Giselle.
Wow. People don't think about that. You ever done 23andMe?
No, I've seen 22 Jump Street, but I haven't seen the third one.
Okay. Yeah, it is. They reveal too much in that one.
Like kissing? Like who you've kissed? Their ethnicities?
Yes.
Is that where...
That's what 23andMe is, I think. I've never done it.
Okay.
But I think it's a way to... Yeah, to get tested. I don't know what it is.
It's a good swab. It doesn't hurt as much as the other swabs, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I've heard the 23andMe. Somebody of mine did it recently, and you can like it'll tell you like basically if you're gonna get cancer or not or something. Like I don't think I want to know that.
Yeah, yeah. Like there's like the question like do you want to know like what year you die mm-hmm. or like how you die?
What's your best guess?
Well, I would say no. I don't want to know any of that stuff. My best guess is I die probably taking a bullet for someone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Prime a cougar.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like pretty soon or because if you think it's soon, it'd be nice so you can kind of get a new co-host.
Make some arrangements. Yeah. No, well, it can't be too far away because then I won't have the speed to actually jump in front of the bullet. You know, mm-hmm. I'd say I've only got 5 to 10 more years of bullet quickness in these legs. So yeah, I would say before I turn 40, I will take a bullet for someone.
Okay.
Just a heads up for everyone out there. Just,
I mean, I thank know. You.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's the least I can
really
do.
Selfless.
That's what about you?
Probably something cholesterol related, in the next 30 to 40 years.
Taking a bullet for cholesterol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something cholesterol related.
Yeah. That's probably my best guess. Or it might just be influencing too passionately.
Yeah.
Which spikes my cholesterol.
What's the weirdest like brand that's like approached you to do some influencer marketing in the last 12 months or so?
The weirdest?
Mm-hmm.
Besides
OnlyFans.com.
Yeah, OnlyFans was good. I had the first Keeps, I'm sure they've been doing a lot of stuff, but it's a hair loss thing. I took offense to that. I blocked them. So that starts to... I mean, that really starts to put things in perspective, doesn't it? And yeah, there's Adam and Eve is this site that sells like weird.
It's like about the book of Genesis, right? It's like it exegetes the original Hebrew, I think.
You could say that. that was like, I can't promote this.
I actually don't know what Adam and Eve is,
though. It's like a weird Christie's Toy Box, I think I mentioned on a podcast one time. It's...
That helps like that. A little bit, yeah. Not familiar, but...
Strange. I was like, what makes you think? And then more and more just really bizarre random ones that I just block people. And yeah, like I think we discussed on last week's pod, just 3, 4, 5 emails. Just pumping this to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Blocked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seriously, it's organic whipped cream. I think if you just let me send it to your house, I think you'd really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, have you gotten any weird proposals or requests? Shoot you more pregnancies or births?
Let's see. I'm always getting stuff. Oh, at like 2 a.m. last night, I got a DM. It was like, hey, do you have any connections to anyone in marine biology, aquatic life, marine, you know, terrarium, whatever. I'm looking for jobs right now. It's weird that you thought to message me.
Yeah, like, this guy, he seems like a big kind of sea guy.
Yeah, we met out at sea, and then
he'd once know a lot about other marine life.
Yeah,
interesting. So, did you respond?
No.
Okay. Like, listen, I'm doing good just to deal with possums. Know about all this marine stuff.
Stick with land based for now. Once I conquer those, then I move on to the sparrows.
That's very interesting.
Yes, that was random. Just last night. Hmm. But as far as like business stuff, nothing. I don't think anything too weird.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a while.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's been fine. But yeah, I mean, people are always asking for random advice on stuff feed that picks. I have no business. Yeah, yeah, feed picks. I've helped some friends negotiate prices for feet picks before.
Yeah, it could be a lucrative business, I've heard.
I'm kind of a feet pimp.
I guess people really like them, man.
I guess they do.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I'm learning secondhand. Like, there's a decent market for this.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I want to Google it because I'm genuinely intrigued, but I don't want to have to, like, then explain myself if anyone finds it.
Yes.
No, I was just curious.
Yeah.
Like, how many of us, of them, what's the percentage of them? Yeah. That have this fetish.
Right.
Not
is,
me.
Is it normal for them to love feet?
And like how often, what's the Venn diagram of like foot fetish people? And also like can't stop thinking about like riding a possum. I don't know. Yeah. Is that like a normal thing?
For others. I'm just curious.
Other people.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. It's just a weird Google search.
How many feet pics can I buy with a Bitcoin? If I wanted to.
If that was a thing.
Hypothetically. You start every Google search with hypothetically. So then I'm absolved.
Yeah, you start every search with, I have a friend who is wondering, what percentage of people do have a foot fetish? And where does it come from?
Yeah.
Should I be shamed? So should my friend be shamed for this?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's say hypothetically I had a friend who needed help making a bomb. How do I do that? Help him, and then you're good.
Hypothetically, my friend thinks his wife is cheating on him. What are some things my friend can say to her to let her know that I know that his friend that
he,
what should I
if
do?
If that,
I love her feet.
Yeah.
I love her feet so much.
Oh,
love looking at her feet. I hate that she wears socks to bed. Yeah. Take the socks off when you go to bed. Please, babe. Please take the socks off. That's probably where the phrase came from. She knocks my socks off. Got a foot fetish for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
She knocks my socks off and I knock hers right back off.
Mm-hmm.
I love looking at them toes.
Yeah.
Me and my, this is going to be kind of hard to explain and probably not going to be funny. My roommates and I, like we had some people over to the house. This is like a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And like one of the girls kind of like unintentionally, like kind of sat on like one of my roommates' like feet. Like while we were like watching a movie, like was kind of sitting on his feet. So then it became a joke of like, oh yeah, like she sat on my toes, dude.
Yeah.
You know? So then we're all like, oh yeah, like we got to get, you know, so-and-so back over to sit on them toes again.
Yeah.
You know, so just like innocent, just like inside joke that we as roommates
Sarah.
Have. But then.
Did he have socks on or off?
Socks were on.
Okay.
But then this somehow.
We call that first base in this foot game.
Yeah, we call that first toe. That's the big toe. Yeah. We'll get to second toe eventually. But this inside joke somehow got leaked to kind of like mixed company just a few nights ago.
These guys are freaks.
And it was just like, oh, we need to get so-and-so back over here, sit on my toes. And then the couple of girls were like, wait, what? And then to see my roommate have to explain his way out of it was amazing.
This girl kind of sat on my toes.
She sat on my toes. It was like 2 months ago, and it was just like this joke.
Was it a deal where she was like, oh, sorry, or he's like, look, she doesn't know, it's awesome.
She's on my toes, dude.
I trimmed them the other day, it's perfect. What was
Her name is Josie, so we just called her Toasie.
Yep,
so then perfect. We have to explain our way out of that, too. Like, so why do you call her Toasie? It's just a joke that I don't...
We're not that... Okay, I kind of liked it. Just move on.
Because you really can't be too defensive, and then it looks really bad.
Yeah.
It was just awesome watching
him.
It's
just a joke.
It's just a joke. He's like trying to play it chill, and you're like, is it? He's like, no, like it's for real, just a joke.
No, yeah. Tosafine is like, we're just being goofy. Like,
yeah, okay, call me like Tosaf Stalin, because I'm like a dictator on this couch.
Yeah.
Please don't. It's just, seriously just a joke.
Seriously.
Don't look at my Google searches.
Yes.
Anyway, so that's the foot fetish part of the pod. Actually, no, I have one more thing about foot fetishes.
Okay, perfect.
I told this on Ghost Runners, but I don't think I've ever told you. I thought you'd get a kick out of it. I was DMing a girl on Instagram. She hits me up first and says something like, she sends me my own video of that like video I've done in Walmart back in the day. I drop all the limes and I say, oh, sorry, I'm just bad at pick up limes. And she was like, love.
Which that was some random girl.
No, that was set up.
Oh, okay, got it.
Spoiler to last guest. Pew, pew. She was like, love this video. And I was like, oh, that's perfect that you love this video. But I'm sending it in like kind of like, you know, when you like triple text or whatever.
Mm.
Oh, that's perfect that you love this video. Send next message. Because I, oh, no, I say, some guys out there have a fruit fetish is what I mean to send. This is a true story. Right. Some guys out there have a fruit fetish. But what sins is some guys out there have a foot fetish.
You're like, oh. Oh, the setups. Oh, disaster.
But I have a fruit fetish is what I was like going to say. Some guys have a foot fetish. I have a fruit fetish. I kid you not. Sprint fails me. After the two texts, I can't get like the message to send. I'm like freaking out. I've just DM'd this girl. Some guys out there have a foot fetish. And I am like losing my mind.
And you're like the punchline. No, hold on. Hold on.
Yes. It was. I swear to God, this is a true story. I'm in the passenger seat while someone's driving and I'm freaking out like, stop.
We've got
like,
we got to go to a place
like a reception. I'm like, airplane mode, turn cellular data off, on. I could restart the phone, but that's a lot of time. That's precious time. I don't know if she's seen it yet. I'm like doing all this stuff. I bet she restart it. And then I get back to the DM and she hasn't even seen it yet. And so I'm able to like deliver the punchline 4 minutes later. But some guys have a fruit fetish. Oh, I did.
Oh, she's going to crack up at that.
Oh, I did think. Oh, I was sweating for 4 minutes.
That's
though.
Brutal. Yeah, you're like, yeah, maybe sometime we could. And you like send it to, okay, let me just send the next one. You try to say like meat, like feet. No, I meant meat. And then you spell M-E-A-T.
Not like, my meat.
That's grosser.
You're a vegetarian.
Meat.
I would never expect.
Oh. The unsend feature on Instagram is a godsend.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
When you have service.
Yeah.
It is. I do like that feature. Mm-hmm. I like being able to unread things. I like being able to unsend things.
Yeah,
I use unread a lot more than I use unsend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Man, I was going to say something about what we were you were talking about the sitting on your toes. What was I going to talk? I had a story. Okay. I don't remember. So, I hate that.
No. Let's find it.
You were
watching a movie, just me and the roommates, sitting on your toes, getting a little cuddly. There was a fire going. We were watching White Christmas featuring
thank you, Bing Crosby.
Yeah, 1954 classic.
He's just one of the all-time greats.
Yeah.
I you always think of these like worst case scenarios. This actually happened to me once where we had too many people in a hot tub,
and I was sitting next worst to, like, case scenario.
Oh, listen, I was sitting next to Katie, but there's also other people in the pool and the jacuzzi.
It sounds awesome to have too many people in a hot tub. It's like, no, I just get a little closer.
No,
I guess.
And I was just, I don't know, I had my like arm kind of like this. And Katie goes, is your hand on my leg? And I go, yeah. She's like, no, it's not. And I'm like, oh. And I had it on one of my good friends, like girls, who was like, they're both very nice about it. And I was just like, oh, sorry. And I was like, I'll 4 people max in a jacuzzi. I've got to be aware of my surroundings. I won't do it again. Or it's disaster.
No bubbles. Mm. Like, let me, I need to see where my hand is touching.
Yeah, just still water.
Yeah.
Just 81 degrees. It's kind of warm. So nothing gets weird. It's unpleasant all the way around.
But above reproach. Yeah, yes. Nothing weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that office scene where they're all just sitting there. Toby announces that he's going to leave to move to Costa Rica. And he just like blatantly just puts his hand on Pam's like knee, like right in front of Jim. Oh, Pam. Yeah. And everyone's just like looking at it.
All right.
That's what you were doing.
Yeah.
It's like, this is weird.
Nightmare scenario.
Trey's hand on
nightmare.
My leg.
Nightmare. Scenario, but
that would freak
good.
Me out. Yeah, I would have to like walk it off or something, or I don't know, look at a foot.
Yeah,
kind of cleanse me off a little bit.
That was brutal. What else has been going on, man?
Yeah, there was something else I was going to talk about. What else? Something else happened to me. The sparrows, that really just like made me not remember anything else. I was so thrown off by the sparrows and their aggressiveness today.
I know.
I won a pickleball tournament Saturday.
You guys won.
But what's new?
What's new?
Yeah, it was a this was actually kind of new. We get there and they're like, all right, so as you know, this tournament's sponsored by Boulevard Brewing, and it is a can in hand tournament. I'm like, what's up?
Yeah,
so you have to have a can in your hand the entire pickleball tournament,
right?
And you could tell just like no one wants this.
Yeah.
Because there is like a social, you know, you could sign up for this tournament. Right, there was a social division and a competitive division. I think it's fun if the social division wants to have a beer in their hand while they play.
Chilling.
But everyone in the competitive division is like, can we not? Can we just play?
Or do they just have like empty cans they're like crushing in their hand? Like not, like did they have to be full?
There had to be liquid in it.
Were people just spilling them everywhere?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just, yeah. Like why, there's beer all over the court. Why are we doing
this? Oh, yeah. I mean, the entire like left side of my body just reeked of beer. Because I'm not going to like not hit it. Or, you know, they're like right. Bobbing up. I'm still going to like,
right.
Like overhand smash it. And I'm just pouring it on me. I'm like, this sucks.
That's so dumb, dude.
It was so dumb. Yeah. And just like so... One of my friends who was there, he's Mormon. So he's like, I can't drink. Do you guys have just like Dr. Pepper or something? It's like, yeah, we got Dr. Pepper. And they bring him out just like a 24-ounce like Pizza Hut style like plastic cup.
He's like, I can hardly hold this with one hand. He's like,
yeah, it's like this massive cup. And one, I mean, his hand had to be freezing.
Yeah.
Just like ice cubes.
Oh, it's too cold. Get a koozie for this?
We played him in the championship game. And it's like very intense. You know, we're both at the net, Deacon, you know, a lot of focus, and you can just hear
23 flavors.
His like eyes sloshing around.
Yeah.
Like while we're playing.
Just get ticked and like douse the guy. You like just like, oh, look at this, look at this. Spike it on him.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. See?
I felt bad. There was like this older gentleman there who like works for Chicken and Pickle, and his main job, only the championship game, was just to wipe up the beer when it got spilled.
Yeah, I was like, gosh dang it. I told him we should have done this.
Yeah, I'm like, now this guy has to get on his knees to clean up the beer that I spilled. Like, I don't want this for
him. This guy really had to get the oatmeal stout. This is sticky and thick.
It was just a weird, weird tournament. But, yeah, we won. And we got kind of, normally you win tournaments, you don't get anything. We got like this cool, it looked like a draft handle, but it's like a trophy.
Oh, that's cool.
It was like got some weight to it. Got that
up on the mantle.
Not quite yet.
Okay. Yeah, I just got TikTok. TikTok's great about sending their like creator stuff. Okay. Most other social medias don't even talk to me, but
you send them those foot pics and they sent you a skateboard.
Yeah, TikTok. Neither. I've sent them 8 toes. Once that, I don't know what's gonna happen when they get all 10, but they sent me. They're like, hope we're on board for a great 2021. They sent me a TikTok branded skateboard. I've never skateboarded. I'm not 12.
Did it have wheels on it?
No.
I didn't think so.
But I think maybe the idea is to, it's more of a presentable thing, but I think it's functional. You can go put wheels on it.
You could.
I don't really know what to do with that. Maybe it was put up in the studio since I'm a TikToker. That's what we'll do. I'm going to hang that thing right up there, maybe behind you, because your corner is just blech.
I don't even know if I really would you like a
TikTok
it.
Skateboard back there? I think you have, man. You're... Musically was kind of more your jam. You were crushing Musically, dude.
I have more free merchandise for Musically than I do TikTok. So TikTok, what's up?
I'm really bummed I don't have any Instagram or Facebook merch. Merch is just so fun. I don't know why.
Yeah. I'm trying to get my roommate to start selling his own just like apparel. He's got like a super like creative, like artistic mind. I'm like, you should like sell stuff on like Etsy or whatever.
Yeah.
Because people love just like new, like fun clothing.
I got a really dope mini hoop that's like fancy one made out of wood. So, just because that flew with Katie, you know, I didn't want to hang up like it's like neon orange, it's like mini hoops, but so it looks clean. He should make mini hoops. They're cool.
Mini hoops.
I mean, I don't know, I'm just spitballing. Or he could make skateboards, maybe those are back in. A lot of TikTokers just got one.
It's funny you mentioned the mini hoops. So me and my roommates work out together. Every day before we work out, we have show and tell. Just a brief show and tell. Just got to bring something.
Get it. Get the blood pumping.
And one of his first show and tells was a mini hoop that he made out of wood. He's like, this is my first wood project I ever did when I was in high school.
Is it sick?
It's okay. I mean, definitely a 15-year-old's first wood project.
Okay. Yeah, I should just burn it.
Yeah, but shoot, now I forgot what I was going to say. Oh,
podcast props. Some of
Josie's toes.
Podcast props. Just kidding.
Yeah. Whatever. That's a good sign. It means we're being good listeners, you know, not like fixated on like, I just can't wait to tell the story later.
That is. Always put a positive on it.
We're so healthy.
Yeah, man. What are you looking forward to this week? What do you got?
Oh, what am I looking forward to? Let's see. Both my roommates did have COVID and now they don't. So I can, you know, kind of start doing social things again and not feel weird about it. you know.
Yeah. The same amount, but now you can just... Really not feeling guilty.
My conscience is great. Yeah. No, I kind of, you know, stayed home for a bit there. Right. So, hopefully, hanging out with some friends. I've got a.
I don't know.
Little screensaver.
I'm not sure why. Keep going. You got this.
Let's see. What else do I have? Dude, I'm trying to like pull at anything, and I think I have nothing going on this week. I'm like trying to think of anything. Gotta be honest.
Nothing.
One week closer to Valentine's Day.
I don't either, man. I guess we're near in January, so it'll be the end of January, so everyone will be fun again. So everyone's doing like healthy stuff or whatever. I saw a bunch of fun kind of like game day snacks and stuff. A buddy of mine, it's a story. It looks like they wrapped their entire dining room table in foil and poured chips all over it. It was like nachos for 20, but I don't think it's a great strategy. I mean, you've got to eat that within 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Nachos are tough. Once a blue moon, I order nachos and then I say I'm not again because what the first 5 minutes on their table, I don't think there's anything more delicious. But you got to go quick. And then the bottom, they're soggy. And then everyone's been diving in, licking their fingers.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, you're like, man, I don't think we should do this.
I've never really gotten down on the, like, just, like, messy nachos. I want to have, like, compartmentalized nachos.
Yeah.
Those I prefer much more.
The, like, the original nachos, the Lunchables, where you just dipped in the salsa and the cheese. Sure.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than that, man.
I love that Lunchable, like, red pizza sauce, whatever they had.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
It's weirdly good.
Yeah.
I don't like cold pizza, but I like that cold pizza.
Mm-hmm. I would eat that cold pizza. Mm-hmm. I don't like cold pizza either. I'm surprised you don't.
No, I don't. I'm going to warm it up.
It tastes so much better warm.
Yeah.
As do most things.
Yeah. Almost everything. Feet?
I was thinking of feet. Yeah, that's exactly what
cold feet's bad in a lot of different ways.
Cold feet. You don't want cold feet. Yeah. Love pizza. Dude. Love eating pizza. Love suggesting pizza.
Yes.
Love.
You can read the room and you're like, this is going to crush. Should we order pizza?
Pizza.
Let's order pizza.
Crust?
You guys thin? Oh, we get one thin. We'll get one stuffed.
Good.
Just
okay.
Both sides of the spectrum.
Both sound good.
Whoa.
Yes. Gosh. Only one more like football week of the year. I feel like my pizza consumption is going to go down now that football is like on its way out.
It is actually really sad. Football's on the way out, but
because you sit there for hours, and at that point you don't want to leave the couch. You're like, "What can I eat without leaving the couch?"
Mm-hmm.
Pizza.
Pizza.
I might have to leave the couch to go to the door to grab it, but that's
right.
It.
Right.
I don't have to put shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But it's gonna be a good week. I'm doing matchmaking on Correct Opinions. So if we have any leftovers, man,
we'll... You remember the deal? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not leftovers. Okay, that's not what we agreed on.
Sorry.
We agreed on tan, romper-wearing, Kansas City resident of rompers. Middle Eastern descent. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, got it.
No exceptions.
Okay.
And I want a full 10 toes.
You heard it, Patels.
Yeah. Patels, Vishnus, throw in a Rodriguez, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, you got it. You got it.
Thank you.
Do less guests. We're I hope you're enjoying all the premium videos. You know, hit us with a comment section what you want to hear about, see about. Leave comments on, you know, two guidance. We got to bring that back. Ooh, I have one email.
Let's do it. Episode's not over.
Get out of here. Where was it? Oh, there's the trough. Desiree says, would love to hear your commentary and thoughts on my recent experience with my church's singles groups. She also emailed the dlg@trekino.com email. So if you'd like to email us there or leave a comment. I attended a big church, and like most big churches, they have a singles group. I'm single and wanted to meet a guy, so I went. I show up on Sunday night to the singles event. As I enter the room, I immediately realize that, one, there are far less people here than I expected. Two, that I'm by far the youngest in the room. Everyone else has a good 20 plus years on me.
Sounds like me at pickleball.
I'm in my mid to late 20s. Do the math. Out of the 40s people there, only 7 were men. And literally, they all had gray hair.
Oh.
I had contemplated leaving, but at this point, the speaker had started. I felt it was too late. To make it even more entertaining, was that it was 80s themed night. So people were dressed in 80s style. Not knowing the memo, I clearly was not. And the cherry on top of it was that I had to pay $25 to attend. she said, have you ever experienced something like this? What should I have done, etc. Also, you guys should bring back the do less segment where you both discuss people doing too much. We should. Desiree.
Let's see if I've ever been in a situation like this. I definitely have. Like, that sounds familiar to me, of like entering a room and immediately being like, this is a bad decision to come here. I can't think of what it was, though, but like I've definitely done that.
I went to, so I'm a big fan of, especially in your 20s, if you want to meet new people, you've just got to go to things that you know are going to just suck.
Yeah.
Your hope is, you know what, I'm going to go to this event with maybe 30 people there, 28 of them. I'm going to be like, what are these people? Foot fetish people?
Yeah.
Freaks. Maybe there's one other, supposed to be 90% maybe there's one other, maybe there's only one other person there that's like me. And we're like, I meet one person. That's what you got to do. I went to a number of different kind of random events, volunteer events, Bible studies, different things, trying to meet people. And I went to one that, and then it starts to get weird because I'm like some level of famous. So I've been to a couple where they'll be like, some people have no idea who I am. Maybe a couple are like, I think I've seen this guy. Some are like big fans. It adds another wrinkle of weirdness, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So I went to this one weird, like very small Baptist church Bible study, which, you know, God bless these people. But it's the type of people who are like, somebody was homeschooled. You know what I mean?
And somebody is everyone in this room. But me.
Yeah. Pretty much all of them. They're, you know, maybe met one or two people that were kind, you know, had something in common with. But I go with a couple friends and good sized people, 40 people, and they do the thing like, well, you know, first and foremost, we have a few new people. So, hey, say your name, what you do, and something fun about you, which is the worst. And as it's going, you know, my friends are saying what they do. It's very normal. And I'm doing the thing in my head. Am I going to say what I do for a living, or am I going to say something really vague that doesn't really say
marketing?
And still to this day, that is a just blink of a moment decision where I just go for it. So I decided last moment, I'm just going to straight up, I feel like people might know, and you know, I should be proud of it. I'm just going to say it. So I know my name's Trey. I'm da da da. I make some videos on the internet. I try to make fun of it. And one girl goes, oh my God. And the room, like, it's dead quiet and looks at her. And she's like, sorry, I just, big fan. And then, so then that start, the rest of the room's like, so what do you do? One of the guys there said he was a banana salesman. It was a disaster.
Is that a real thing?
I don't know. He said he said we were doing some study and he's like, you know, one of the discussion questions was something classic like, what are some things in your life you feel like you maybe don't need or taking over your life? And this guy was like, he'd already said he was a banana salesman. Then he was like, I kind of have a car problem, big car guy. Like I'm on my fourth BMW. It's like a whole problem. We're like, how much? Bananas are like 11 cents.
Yeah.
What bananas is this guy pushing?
What's the markup on bananas?
My gosh. If you got to do the math, this guy's selling billions of bananas.
The drug lord of bananas or whatever. Yeah.
So I don't know what he's up to now, but he's killing us.
Wow.
But I told him his bananas suck unless they've been sent out for 10 days. I don't want those green crunchy ones.
No.
So that was my experience. Desiree. Hope you keep at it, you know. I'm sorry you went to a weird sales group with a bunch of old people and you had to pay for it.
Yeah, and you had to pay at church.
Strange.
I remember when I first got to college.
Should have spent a premium Bumble account.
Yeah, put that money elsewhere.
Put that age maximum to 32.
When I first got to college, quick little humble brag. I was in the honors program. And so, you know, you have your welcome week. Groups, freshmen get there like 5 days earlier to do welcome week, whatever. Yeah. Super cheesy. Well, my welcome week group is all the other honors program kids. And that was immediately like, oh, wow. Like, I don't fit in with any of these people. Mm. Like, do any of you guys have any kind of like social skills? Like, do any of you guys ever play any high school sports?
Nope.
I was just like, I really thought college was going to be like,
mm-hmm.
like an upgrade from high school. And this is like people who never went to high school.
I thought honors program at a Christian college would be sweet. I'm shocked. Someone was sheltered.
I don't know what I was expecting, but I finally...
Where are all the supermodels? I have solid brochures. This is so confusing.
Every billboard had a black person, but I don't see a single one.
Yeah.
What was all that about?
This is very misleading.
That was weird. That's weird. I was just very shocked and got along with all of them. Still friends with a lot of them, but it was like a quick like, oh boy.
Yep.
Yeah, like you're saying, like, yeah, honors program in a small private Christian college.
What?
It's almost exactly like what you were probably expecting it to be, but jeez. I wasn't. I was expecting, like, everyone from, like, you know, The Social Network and Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
Like, good-looking and smart and want to go out and have fun.
Yeah.
But turns out that's only in the movies.
Yeah.
You kind of get one out of three.
They always get you.
Yeah.
Thanks again to Les Guys. That's an episode. You have any final thoughts? I always say that to you, and you just say
it's
no.
It's always tough.
Maybe that's a new thing. Just say no. Or make something. Any final thoughts?
Any final thoughts? Did you know? Nah.
All right. Next time, maybe he'll have some. But thanks again. Do less guests. Talk to you next time. Peace.